Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I am delighted that you have tuned in with us on this glorious, wonderful day. Today is another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It is in spite of our circumstances, in spite of our problems and situations, let us rejoice. Somebody's going through something worse than you are. So we give God the glory. We know that a lot of times when you're going through something, it's no good feeling. But if you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, I guarantee you your soul will cry out hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank God for you tuning in with us on today. We are delighted to have so many of you listening into this broadcast. It has really been a blessing to me to see many of you who have tuned in. Amen. To this broadcast. And for those of you who haven't, glory to God, contacted somebody, do that, amen, and let God complete a blessing or give you a blessing that you did not expect and a blessing that may not have even been intended for you, but because you went an extra mile and made an extra effort to reach somebody, amen, to hear the word of the Lord, God will give you what amen, you did not expect. He'll do that. I know. I'm a witness. Thank God for Jesus. Now, amen, but I'm delighted. Now, those of you who have written in, we just thank God for you as well. It has been a privilege and an honor to be able to speak to you. And we hope and pray every day that we come up with something that will be a blessing. And God always sends ministers to particular people in whom he has given their answer to, amen, their answer, amen, a word for particular people. This is why you have apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, and you have them, many of them, in many areas. We have so many who are calling themselves that, amen, but you have many of them in many areas. I'll just leave that part alone, but anyway, those that amen, the reason that there are many areas, because there are people all over who need a word. Everybody can't congregate in the same place at the same time. But God will send ministers to certain people, and that particular minister will have their word for them. If you want to write us, you can do so at this time. Add another blessing to your day, to your week, to your year. Amen. The mailing address is P.O. Box 492. You can address it to Genesis International Ministries, or you can address it to my name. Amen. P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia. Zip code is 31010. We'll give you this every Monday before we get our broadcast on the way. So now that we have done that, let us go into the Word of God. We apologize for last week, glory to God, but what we did last week will be on YouTube very shortly, but it was only 15 minutes, glory to God, and it was just a mistake made in pushing the wrong buttons. But we're back on course now, I believe, and we're getting ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer before we start, because prayer is always good to ask God's presence in the midst of what you're doing. Let's bow our heads if you're there. If you can, if you're driving, amen. Don't do that. Continue to drive, amen. But your heart is with us. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for this radio broadcast. Thank you for the people who made it possible that we be able to come on this radio broadcast. I pray that you touch them with a special blessing. And I also pray, God, that you would touch those who are listening, oh God, with the true word, an honest word, and it be confirmed by your Holy Spirit. For this is one of the reasons that it is come. We thank you right now. Now, touch these lips of clay and let your words come forth by your Spirit. We ask it for the blessing of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, last week, my wife came to me, and she was relating to me of some people who was uncertain concerning the anointing of God and the anointed of God. And what we're going to do today is we're going to try to explain that and give you scriptures on that. Glory to God. We're going to learn the definition of anointing. We're going to know what an anointing is. I'm going to try to explain it to you in these 30 minutes, and if not, we can take up here on next week. But we want you to have a pencil and paper handy to write down what you need to write down to make sure that you understand. The Bible said, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Amen. Which indicates to me that if we get the knowledge from God, which is only going to come through his anointing, which we're going to explain to you in just a minute, then you can better prepare yourself for blessings, and God can quickly deliver you, quickly bless you in areas you need to, because now you have the knowledge of knowing what's going on, the wisdom to understand why it's going on, the understanding of knowing why it's going on and the wisdom to know how to deal with it. Amen. So we're going to talk about it. First of all, let's go in order in what we need to do, okay? The order of this is, first, before you go to talking about anointing and anointed, you have to have a gift. The gift has to be in the area in which God is going to anoint you in, okay? The gift, Romans 12 and 6. I'm going to try to turn to it right quick and read it to you so that you will understand what's going on here. It says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. Amen. I'm going to read it again. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us. Now, the gift, listen to this, is when you do something very well without much training, glory to God, without much directions. Amen. When you do it very well, sometimes you have no training, but you do it very well. There are people who can do certain things very well. Now, we're not talking about spiritual gifts, which is in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We're talking about gifts here, glory to God, of exercising physically. Amen. And so these gifts is what we have to understand. And the Bible gives us to know what these gifts are. And this is what we have to understand, glory to God, the gifts. Now, I see somebody's trying to reach me at this point, glory to God. But anyway, these gifts that you have, you've seen people do it. They have a voice. They know how to deal with certain things. They know how to preach. They have a preaching voice. They have a voice that can tell you, amen, that makes you jump, makes you shout, makes you praise God. They have a voice, glory to God. Or they can do something real well in the church. It is a gift given by God. This is what we must understand. Now, glory to God. Types of gifts, preaching, singing. How many people do you know that can sing well? Glory to God, without any hesitation, without any trouble, without any force, they can sing, glory to God. Again, there are musicians that can play. Then we can go into something in the natural, like hairstylists. Some people can just come off the top of their head and do what's necessary to be done. Amen. And so this is what we must understand in far as the gift is concerned. So we don't need to be talking about the anointing and the anointed and all of that kind of stuff until we first understand that you have to have a gift in the area that you're talking about having an anointing in. Glory to God. Now, the second phase of it, glory to God, is the calling. The calling is what you have to understand. Glory to God. And we read in Romans as well when it says gifts and callings are without repentance. And so this is what we must understand concerning this. The callings are of God. God has to do the calling. Man can't do the calling. Glory to God. God has to do it. Well, how does God do it? Glory to God. He does it not necessarily in dreams. Why so many people come up and say, God has called me, I had a dream, and I'm tired of him whooping me and all this. And I shake my head because it ain't God that's whooping you. Amen. It's the enemy that's trying to get you involved in something that God didn't call you to do, because if God didn't call you to do it, you're going to make a mess of it. You're going to be successful in it. And this is what we must understand. Glory to God. Now, the calling you have that comes from God, amen, has to be something that is appointed for a specific work of God. Glory to God. The same calling operates in the area of the gift, which could be all of those that I mentioned to you as far as gifts, yet it could be in government, it could be in helps, it can be an usher, it can be whatever. In the church, glory to God. And sometimes out of the church, you have gifts to do certain things. But you cannot have an anointing without the gift and the calling of God. Amen. You have to abide, listen to this now, in the calling that God has called you in order to receive an anointing. Glory to God, that he has called you in. Now, after we get the calling, the gift and the calling, now it's the anointed of God. When God anoints, the word anointed means to be set aside for a specific work. Amen. Glory to God. Set aside for a specific work, and this is what we must understand in this area, glory to God, to be set aside for a specific work, glory to God. God does this. But now, an anointed person does not necessarily mean that there is an anointing flowing through you at that time. You have just been set aside. When Samuel came to anoint David, he anointed David with the oil according to the word of God and the will of God. But after he anointed David with the oil, it was not time for David to take off in ministry. And this is where so many people get wrong. And let me back up a minute, because what's more important is that the person that anoints you has to be somebody that has been ordained by God that has an anointing in their life. You just can't go to a church and find somebody to put oil on you and then declare that you are anointed and called of God to do work. You have to know the person, that they are really in God and assigned to do that. We get it so mixed up, and I hope I'm not confusing many of you. messing your mind up. There's a lot more to it than what I can explain in 30 minutes, but I'm going to try to put it in a nutshell, glory to God, because we're getting ready now to have serious Bible classes, at a certain facility, and we're going to continue this thing on because people need to be taught by this. And when I'm teaching, amen, I give you scriptures and what have you, and I want you to go home and study it. Don't take my word for it. The Holy Spirit of God will confirm truth in you, whomever you hear it from. If it doesn't confirm truth, glory to God, then it's not of God. And I don't care how many people walk away and say, well, it didn't do nothing. You know yourself when it confirms the truth in you. So an anointed person means God has set you aside. Amen. Or there has been an anointing in specific areas for specific people. Mary anointed Jesus. Okay? And if you would read on, you will find he said, she anointed me for my burial. So she anointed him for a specific thing. Glory to God. An anointing is an act. That's what it is. It is an act of God to show whom God is really about to use in a mighty way. Let me go back to David. Amen. David, after Samuel anointed him, went back to sheep herding. He didn't run off in ministry. This is how you can tell a lot of times when somebody is called really of God and anointed by God, amen, to do a work. Because God doesn't anoint you and then send you at the same time. Because the anointing, when you are anointed, that does not necessarily mean you are trained for the job. When God knocked Paul off the mule, Paul fell, amen, and Paul asked God, what would you have me to do, amen. He said, first thing he said, go to Ananias' house, he shall tell you what to do. He is an anointed prophet that I have down there. I'm not going to look over the order in which I have established in this earth. Yes, you are talking directly to me. Yes, I could tell you, but I have an order in the earth. And you are in the earth, and I need you to follow that order, because if you cannot listen to those who I have already anointed, then I can't use you. If you cannot follow the order that I've already established in the earth, I can't use you. He told Paul in so many words that I have called you out for a specific work. But you need training. The disciples had to be trained. Glory to God. They were anointed, but the anointing then flowed through them until later. Amen. David went back to sheep herding and doing whatever he did until God opened the door at the precise time of David's season for him to come forth. God will open a door for you at the precise time he wants you to go forth. You have to wait on your season. David said, wait, I say, on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Don't let people push you into a ministering area that God is not ready for you to go in. And when God gets ready for it, because he's already given you the unction that he's going to use you, amen, he's already done that, he's going to have somebody, not necessarily of your choosing, but he's going to have somebody who is anointed to come and let you know what you have been called to do, which doesn't necessarily mean it's time to do it, but he's going to do it. And when that happens, you got to wait for God to open the doors, because God's got to get everything in position. When your time comes, God will open the door. He will not gift you, he will not call you, and he will not anoint you and not prepare you to move forward. You have to understand that. Now, the anointing, A-N-O-I-N-T-I-N-G, is the power of God in demonstration. Glory to God. The anointing in your life. You can have an anointing flowing in a building. You can have anointing flowing in the sanctuary. That's one anointing. But when we're talking about a person being anointed, here's what you have to understand. That anointing is the demonstrated power of God flowing through an individual to do and exercise what God has gifted and called and anointed them to do. This is why you have to have knowledge, because you got to know who these people are. Anybody can pick up the Bible and call themselves something. You can pick a title out of the Bible. But when you want to know if that title is given to that person by God, you have to watch. You have to have the knowledge of knowing what to look for. The anointing is the demonstrated power of God operating in an individual. And what I'm telling you is something that God's ministers already know. So if you ask a minister or a prophet or apostle who called himself an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or pastor or teacher, if you ask them this and they don't know about this, then you question their office. You can question their calling. Glory to God. And don't worry about what they said, because the Spirit of God will confirm truth. If the truth is coming from them, it will be confirmed in your spirit. Amen. And you will know it. And not just thank God for what they said, because this is something that you wanted to hear. Amen. Don't do that. Listen, there are a lot of things would be good to hear, but I want to hear truth. So this is what the anointing does. Amen. Now, look at this. I want to share this with you. Jesus came one time, and he went to certain men, and as he went to certain men, he gave a parable, so to speak, and he said, in other words, many shall come in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we heal the sick in your name? Didn't we, raise the dead in your name? He said unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He says, I never knew you. Now, here's the key. Number one is, you had the gift. You had the call. Glory to God. I anointed you to do it. Glory to God. But your attitude, your spirit, glory to God, was not conducive to what I had called you and anointed you to do. So therefore, I did not deny the blessing or deny the gift that I gave you or deny you being anointed. I did not deny the blessing on that person, but because of your attitude, your character, and your spirit, amen, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. I can imagine how they was thinking. I did all of this, and I thought I was all right. I did all of this. I moved, and I did all of this, and I thought everything was fine. Glory to God. But it wasn't. And so this is what we have to understand. The anointing destroys the yoke. It is in operation. Isaiah recorded this. He says this. Listen to this. He says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Glory to God. Which means that this is in action. This is an action situation. When something is being destroyed, it's an action situation. Glory to God. When you are anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, does not necessarily an action except for the man or woman of God who is saying to you what God has set you aside to do. After that, you have to wait. When Jesus left, before he left, he told his disciples and some of the others, people that were there, he says, listen, I'm going away, and I don't want you to do nothing. I trained you, I called you, I gifted you, I anointed you, but I don't want you to do anything, okay, anything, until you're being built with power from on high. So being anointed doesn't necessarily mean you have the Spirit of God in you. Glory to God. I said necessarily mean. Now, don't do anything. Peter and the rest of the people went up in the upper room. They waited. Some got fatigued, and they decided to leave. Amen. But patience kept Peter and the rest of them there. And when Peter would once deny Christ and say, I never knew you, because he had nothing inside of him, yet when the Spirit came in the upper room and filled all the house, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, when they came out, now Peter has an anointing in him. And when they said, y'all drunk, and tried to deny what God had did, Peter stood up, preached to them, and told them, oh, my God, what was going on at that moment? This is what was spoken to you by the prophet Joel. In the last day, God's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. All flesh, black, white, red, amen. Don't make no difference on what nationality. God's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Old man see vision, dream dreams. Young man's dream dreams. All of this is going to happen. He said, it is now fulfilled in your eyes. Amen. How do you know the Spirit of God is in them? Because these people are speaking in your language, glorifying God, unknown tongue, and they have not been taught that tongue. This is how you know the power of God is in them. God, when an anointing is on you, you're going to do some things, amen, that people can't comprehend how you did it. They're going to see the results, which is going to be great, but they're not going to be able to comprehend how you did it. I'm going to have those who try to be scholars in the Word, who's going to try to figure out some physical, earthly, secular, logical way of why this happened. But there are many things that they cannot figure out why it happened, because it is done by the Holy Spirit. And my time is running out. My last thought to you is this, and that is the anointing comes by the Holy Spirit. So the person who claims to have an anointing has to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes with 9 fruits of the Spirit. You have to have these exercises, and most people don't know who they are, especially preachers. Walk up to a pastor right now and ask him, how many fruits of the Spirit are there, and name them, and see if they can name them. Glory to God. So if you can't name them, how do you know you have them? And if you don't have them, how is an anointing going to come on you? How is God going to use you? Glory to God. So that's what the anointing is all about, and this is what we must understand. And God says, amen, a lot of high-profile people I have anointed, but because of those who are lowly, I have anointed them. Some of you listening to me right now, amen, you've been anointed, and the anointing of God has been to flow through you, the power of God like never before. My time is gone. We'll be here next week. Hopefully we'll take it from this and go on. Hopefully we'll hear from you. Amen. God bless you and keep you is my prayer until next Monday. Amen.